Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. Well, we made it through a very challenging weather weekend with the enormous ice and snowstorm that covered two-thirds or more of our country. I think they said something like 40 states were impacted. And for those of us in the impacted areas, we are still digging out and trying to recover. And I know many are. And the power is still out in many areas. And with the cold temperatures, we know that's a dangerous combination. So our prayers continue for those most affected. Now, probably you, like me, prayed for God to redirect the storm, to turn it away from us, to not involve any area where people could be harmed. And we prayed for that. We also prayed that if God chose not to turn the storm from us, we prayed that God would give all of us the wisdom and means to be prepared, because He was gracious to give us advance notice of the storm. God answered our prayer for proper preparation, and we thank Him for His grace. But He said no to turning the storm away. He gave us His grace in preparing us for the storm, so would it be right for us to be angry with Him because the storm still came? Hardly. Well, over the past few months, we've been on a journey through Paul's letter to the Roman Christians. Paul is writing this letter to the Roman Christians while he is with the Christians in Corinth. He's planning a trip to Rome, and so he is using this letter as a way to introduce himself and the message of God's grace in advance of his getting there. And for Paul, grace is not about words on parchment. God's grace is very real to Paul. Remember, Paul began as a devout, passionate, some might say rabid Jew, highly educated in all the Jewish laws. He called himself a Pharisee of Pharisees, even. So passionate was he, even to the point of persecuting those who followed Jesus in the early days when they thought Jesus was preaching heresy. But then Paul had an encounter with Jesus, you'll remember, where Paul was blinded by the Lord for 3 days until God returned his sight, after God got Paul's attention, we might say. The Lord took Paul's passion against Jesus and turned it to passion for Jesus, guiding Paul on numerous missions to share the good news, the truth of Jesus. But Paul's travels were not the stuff of Norwegian cruise line vacations. No, no. His travels had significant challenges. And Paul himself gives us a taste of what those challenges were like at times. In 2 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23, Paul tells us, "I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked." Yes, he has been through it. He has had and known many challenges. And in addition to these challenges, Paul struggled daily with what he refers to as a thorn in the flesh. Now, whether it was a physical challenge, emotional challenge, mental challenge, spiritual challenge, we don't know. We just know that it was so severe that Paul pleaded with God three times to remove it. But each time God said no. Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting in verse 7, he says, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." Well, Paul learned that the thorn in his flesh had a purpose, and that God's grace was enough for Paul. We have our challenges, our flaws, our regrets, our thorns in the flesh. And God's grace is still sufficient for each of us. Max Licato, the author of our book, In the Grip of Grace, helps us with some perspective. He writes this, page 120 of his book. He writes, "Why doesn't God make you more like him?" Well, he is. He's just not finished yet. And until he is, his grace is sufficient to overcome your flaws. You wonder why God doesn't heal you. He has healed you. If you are in Christ, you have a perfected soul and a perfected body. His plan is to give you the soul now and the body when you get home. He may choose to heal parts of your body before heaven, but if he doesn't, don't you still have reason for gratitude? If he never gave you more than eternal life, could you ask for more than that? His grace is sufficient for gratitude. Wonder why God won't give you a skill? If only God had made you a singer or a runner or a writer or a missionary. But there you are, tone deaf, slow of foot and mind. Don't despair. God's grace is still sufficient to finish what he began. And until he's finished, let Paul remind you that the power is in the message, not the messenger. His grace is sufficient to speak clearly even when you don't. For all we don't know about thorns, he writes, we can be sure of this. God would prefer we have an occasional limp than a perpetual strut. And if it takes a thorn for him to make his point, he loves us enough not to pluck it out. So snowstorm or sunshine, God is still in control. He is still on his throne. His love is still constant, and he has you and me in the grip of his grace. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.